Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsu.com. I am calling to you live this week from another beautiful, sunny, warm day here in Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And we have got a great show lined up for you today. We have my co-host and friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Hello. I and our guest are calling from Missouri, at least where I am. It is beautiful, sunny, extremely windy, and we're expecting some stormage a little bit later.
Oh, that's not good. We had the coolest little storm last night. It was so nifty. It was off in the distance, and there was this cloud-to-cloud lightning happening. You could lay in the bed in my bedroom, open the curtains and the blinds, look out over the lake, and just off in the distance above the lake, you could see all this cloud-to-cloud lightning that was absolutely beautiful. I was so wishing I had a high-powered camera that I could have taken some pictures of it with, because it would have been cool to take pictures of.
Yeah, 1,000 ASA film. Oof, yep.
Oh, yeah, it would have been really neat. I haven't seen one like that in a long time.
That's what I used to use when I was doing really fast shots, and my mom actually used to teach photography, and she won a bunch of awards and had one of her pictures placed in a national magazine, so that was very cool.
Wow. Well, I have been really looking forward to meeting our guest today and to talking about the topic. So I am going to let you do the honors, Ms. Rhonda.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am really excited about our show and our guest today for a number of reasons. For one, I always love when somebody takes initiative and she solved a problem for herself, basically, and then realized there was a much broader application. And the other thing that's very interesting about her is she has 7 kids. Good heavens. I mean, hardly anybody has that many kids these days. So that's amazing that she's a busy mom and she is doing a business. So any of y'all, you got no excuse.
That's for darn sure.
She also is somebody who invests in herself with mentoring with some of the very best to make sure that she is on track for success. So I'm really ecstatic to welcome Kelly Wagner from InspirationalPlanner.com as our guest today, and I'm just thrilled. So welcome to our show.
Thank you very much. I'm so excited to be here.
Hi, Kelly. This is Gina. It's great to meet you finally.
It is great to meet you. I do kind of feel like I know you a little bit from listening to your Blog Talk Radio. I have to say I am, and Rhonda knows this, a little jealous that you get to be in Florida, which is one of my favorite places.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely love it here, and I just extended my stay till the end of June, so I'm even happier about it at the moment.
Oh, good for you.
Ah. Very good, very good. Yeah, well, I know, see, Kelly's a beach lady. She loves being at the beach. And I asked her, I said, I bet that's part of your long-term plan for the next few years.
It absolutely is. I think I've got 6 of my 7 kids. They would be good with moving to the beach. So we've just got one hold up.
Well, you know, I'm here at least 5 or 6 months out of every year. So come on down. The beach is warm and beautiful as usual.
Yeah, absolutely. I was fortunate enough to get to go to Gulf Shores, Alabama about 4 weeks ago for about 5 days with my kids. And, you know, it just does wonders to rejuvenate you, to get to a place where you just feel good. And I was so grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. It really does, doesn't it? I'm so blessed in that I get to go to the beach when we're here every single night. I like to go to the beach at around midnight-ish. It's still in the mid-70s, but it's not too hot. It's not too cold. You can still go in a tank top and shorts even though it's midnight, even if it's January. And I like to go sit there and watch the shooting stars, which inevitably happen every night, while I'm picking up seashells on the beach.
Mm-hmm. That's ideal.
Really is. So, my goodness, seven kids. I can't imagine taking seven kids anywhere.
They're pretty good travelers.
Yeah.
And
how old are they?
I have a 15-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 13-year-old in about 3 weeks, an 11-year-old, a 9-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Holy cow, you are one busy lady, aren't you?
Very much.
That's for sure.
Wow.
So I think I logged last week driving. I logged 7 hours driving one day last week.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, and they're all at ages where activities are always time-consuming, but to do that times seven is just amazing.
It is. I'm lucky. My husband is a super big help, and we enjoy the activities that they participate in. So far, so good.
Wow. So needless to say, I can see a bit already why you would have become the inspirational planner. But is there a story there that I would want to hear?
Well, there is, in the fact that as I guess it was about 3 or 4 years ago, you know, being really busy, I still had young children, and I was looking for a planner that not only kept track of where I had to be, who had to be where and when and what I needed, but I've also been always so interested in personal development for myself, health and fitness, always looking for tips on how to be more organized, just as everybody is. And I couldn't find anything out there, so I found myself with notebooks all over the place. You know, one for this, one for fitness, one for kids' schedules. And I thought, boy, if I could just pull it all together in something that kept me going and kept me kind of at the forefront, too, because I've always known that it is important to take care of yourself. It's not all about, you know, you can't take good care of other people if you're not taking great care of yourself. And so I started messing around with this idea, and it just... You know, it just clicked, and it just felt really right.
Wow, what a great idea. You know, one of my students has a site called tipsformomsofmultiples.com. She's a mom of quads. One of her quads has some major health issues. And having quadruplets, you can imagine how busy she is. I bet she would love an affiliate program for this. Tell me you have one.
Oh, I do. Absolutely. You can find it on the website.
Yeah, we'll get
it.
Oh,
I will definitely tell her about it today because I know she would love to hear about it.
And I'm writing down what you said, too, so I can look her up. That's always exciting to meet people kind of in the same, live in the same scenario.
Yes, absolutely. So, Rhonda, what I know you have Kelly join us today for a reason. I'll let you ask some of the questions so that we really get the full scoop.
Okay, so here's part of what really got me going. Now, Gina, you and I often talk about the power of tracking your results and watching your stats and different things in terms of websites and, you know, your blog and all of that. So what we have with the Ideal Life Planner, and you can check that link out at profitablestorytelling.com/planner, and you can check her the planner and the site out. And so what you have with the Ideal Life Planner is a way to keep track of everything. So I'm just giving people a little bit of a background here about why I love it so much. When my friend Scott Armstrong, friend and mastermind partner, had told me about it, I got one, and I really love working in it and using it because it really does keep track of everything in one place. And I remember, Gina, when I told you about it, you were really excited about this for your students as well.
I really was.
Yeah. So now, and so the thing that also caught my attention was, here you are, a busy mom. You go, gosh, I got notebooks everywhere, and I can relate. I've done that before, too, a notebook for this, a notebook for that, a notebook for something else, you know, whatever. And so you ended up turning that into a business. So what is it that made you jump from, oh, here, well, let me organize myself and create this thing, to, wow, this could be a really big problem solver for people, and I should go into business. So what was it that caused you to take that step, and how did you get started, Kelly?
Actually, I got started just when I was telling people about what I was doing, and friends that would look at it, they were like, oh, I need this, or, oh, my gosh, that's me, too. That's what I'm trying to do. I can never find the phone number that I'm looking for because I left it on the back of a notebook, or I left it on the back of an envelope or a scrap of paper. And so it just kind of progressed from there. And many times, to be honest, as I'm sure everybody that's starting a business, working in a business on the entrepreneurial side, you think, oh, this is a lot of work. Oh, I don't know if I can do this. Oh, this, I don't know how to do this. I can't figure this one out. And so I'd be like, you know, maybe this isn't right. It wouldn't leave me. It just wouldn't, I couldn't shake it. So I just kept pursuing on.
Wow. That's really cool. So you decided to pursue it, and so you had not been in business before? Not for yourself?
I know. Then my career before I had children, which I worked in mental health for about 11 years
right.
prior to staying home, and so, but not in business for myself.
Right, right. And so did the background that you have, and you were doing activities directing and things of that nature, and behavioral changes, did that go into and affect the way that you designed the planner?
Absolutely. I had quite an extensive history with working with people with chronic mental illness, people that were dealing with substance abuse, people that had had way back in the day when you could actually stay in a hospital, we had a stress unit for people that, you know, had had some kind of, you know, traumatic event, or people that were just having difficulty coping. So you could come in and learn all kinds of tools on how to deal with the life situations that you were currently living. Well, there's really not that many places that people have to go to do that anymore. So a lot of that and a lot of those tools, activities that we did kind of go, were a part of creating this planner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I kind of thought maybe that had kind of gotten into that blend, because, you know, whenever you start a business, your other life outside of that, your work and your personal life and all of that really kind of comes together, and it sounds like it did for you with the planner. So did you go through various formats or iterations of the planner, or did it come out pretty much the way that it is right now?
It went through some changes, and, you know, I'm sure with anybody that writes something, you always keep looking to tweak it, to adjust it, to make sure that you're meeting the needs and the wants of people that you're serving.
Mm-hmm. You had a few adjustments. Right, absolutely. And you sound like also you did something we talk about quite a bit here too, which is to take feedback from people, right?
Oh, yes. I would send out surveys, you know, give people a questionnaire, give them a month to try and see if they liked it, to see if the size was appropriate for them. I wanted to make it something that was not going to be too much work for people, but something that people couldn't wait to do so that they could have that positive feedback from what they were and see results from what they were doing. And then if the results weren't what they were hoping for, then they could adjust their action steps, maybe do something different to see different results.
Mm-hmm. Really interesting. So you talked about you did some surveys and let people try it out. And what were some of the changes that you made based on the feedback from people?
People wanted some more room to write in. Mm-hmm. I moved the to-do list to where it was right on the exact day, on the weekly part of your scheduling page. There's a to-do list right underneath your calendar. So it's right there on the same page. So you're not turning pages, you know, and it's right in front of you.
Well, you know, right on the homepage of your site, you have a little book that you can flip through to see what this planner looks like inside. How did you get that on the site? That is a really cool little page flipping thing that lets you see what the inspirational planner looks like.
Isn't that neat? And again, starting out with this company and learning about all the things that go into web design, I can't even begin to say that I know that much about it, but I had a web company that created it. I didn't know that that was available. I had said, do you have anything that can, like, turn a page? And that's what they showed me. And I'm like, you know, that is really cool.
Was that Glenn from PunchyWebsites.com or
yes,
someone else?
Punchy website, absolutely.
And he
I would love to figure out what they're using to do that. It looks like it's a plugin or something.
Glenn Mullett was on our show. He is the guy who did the affirmation ticker, which you can check out at profitablestorytelling.com/ticker. And his primary business is doing the web design. And, yes, I'm going to find out how we did that because that is, like, ultra cool.
Yeah,
I love the affirmation
really
ticker.
Well, and this is really great because if you're at all questioning, is the inspirational planner really something that could benefit me in my life, you can go right through and see exactly what every single page of this planner looks like and see why it's such a really great thing to have for your life. You know, it's going to sound funny, but my husband, Bill, it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow since he just started working out at the gym. His goal is to lose 120 pounds because he just realized that he had tipped the scale over 300. And definitely time to make a change. So he's been going to the gym 6 days a week, and he's trying to find ways of tracking the time he's got to go and meet with his personal trainer and do his workout and track what he's eating and when he's eating, and then still remember to do all of the things that he has to do for me. And, you know, he's not having an easy time of just tracking all of it. He's got a number of applications he's trying to make work on his cell phone, and not one of them is working perfectly. Every one of them has some sort of bug in it, it seems, even the paid ones. And so they end up taking him more time, not helping to save his time. And in the end, he ends up forgetting things. This would be a perfect solution for him as well. So although it's more, it looks like it's been designed for more of a female market, I can see guys using this too.
Do you know, we've already had a lot of men using it, and they love it. And so that, of course, is the next thing for the next edition, is to take away some of the swirls. Because, you know, it feels... you know, we did try to make it have a feminine flair, and we wanted it something that made you feel peaceful, that made you feel important. You know, all these different things went into the creating of this so that this became something that you treasured instead of something that you're thinking, oh, I've got to write this down. Where do I have to be today? What can I eat? What can't I eat? What all? We wanted to be something where you were like, oh, I can't wait to track this. I can't wait to look and see. And so we're finding that men are really liking it too. So
why can't you have the ideal life planner for men and the ideal life planner for women?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's just a great idea because it is so nice, and, you know, when you bring up that thing about the cell phones, and so many people are using the apps, and they're so cool, but there's something so nice about writing it, having it right in front of you. And me, I'm getting a little older. I can't really see my screen that well. And so, you know, there is a value to still writing things out. You know, and this, it's easy enough that it can just be a check, especially for someone like your husband who might just be starting out. It's nice to just kind of have a balance of just tracking. Well, right now I'm going to worry about just trying to get more fruits and vegetables in. Right now I just, you know, and then you can gradually customize it to get more intense on, you know, whatever your goals or your intentions might be.
Right. And he does have a personal trainer for the next 2 months. I can see him bringing this to his meetings 3 times a week with his personal trainer, and having the goals be something they fill out together rather than something he fills out on his own. I think that would really actually make it even better working with his personal trainer.
mm-hmm. and greater accountability, you know,
yeah,
more of a desire to be accountable, you know.
Absolutely. I think it would work out really, really well.
Well, good. Well, we'll send him one, even though it has a couple swirls on it.
Well, thank you. That would be wonderful. I think he will absolutely love it.
Good.
So how has this helped you with your life?
Myself, I can't tell you how much it has helped me because it is so nice. Obviously, every single person, you're not going to be on track with everything 100% of the time. There's always, you know, people say, oh, we need to achieve balance, and that's a great thing. But in real life, there's not always going to be perfect balance. Some days you're going to be pulled in a direction, and you're going to have to stay there for a while. Other times you're going to, like your husband right now, his main focus might be on getting in shape. Other people might be working on their job. So it's nice just to have those reminders about the other facets of your life right there, that those need attention too. And for me, it's great because when I do get sidetracked, and that's another great thing about this planner, it's for people that get sidetracked. And it kind of brings you back. It brings you back into focus, and which has been great for me, especially with 7 children, starting a company, learning so much that I've never done before, keeps it all in balance. And the great thing that I really enjoy is writing down the successes. There's a section where you can write down what went right, and it's nice to be able to look back and see that, and you can start to see the relationship between when you are taking better care of yourself and you are writing down your goals and your intentions. For me, it appears to keep me moving forward at a much better rate.
The other thing you have with this planner that you don't have with the cell phone app is an ability to just flip through and glance at like a week's at a time and just really get a good overview of, gee, you know, I seem to be not progressing in such and such a goal. And then you look back and you can see, oh, well, maybe I stopped doing this and I was doing that before and it used to work and I stopped doing it, so I should start doing it again or whatever. And you can do that little longer range tracking, I think, quite a bit easier than you can trying to flip through in a cell phone app.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I just find that it's nice to see it. I've always said, you know, I want people to love it so much that they feel lost without it. Well, I lost mine a couple weeks ago. I'd left it in my husband's car, and I couldn't find it. And I'm like, where is it? Where is it? And then I'm laughing because I'm like, I can get another one. I have real easy access to grabbing another planner. And I'm like, no, I want the one that I've always, you know, that I've already written and worked on. And when I remembered, I'm like, oh, it's in this corner. I was like relieved, you know, to have it back because I really feel like it's been a motivation for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I can see that.
Yes,
and, you know,
really cool.
Rhonda and I talk about mindset on this show an awful lot. And one of the big things that we frequently talk about is your goals and how do you achieve your goals. And really what the planner is going to help people do is to create the vision of what they want, which will make it so much easier for people to manifest. Simply because they can now think it, write it, see it, and it will really make it much more likely to become their reality in the end.
Yep.
Yes, and when you have it written down like that, then, as I'm sure you talked about and I've heard you speak about, is then you're more likely to see the opportunities that might allow it to come in more quickly. You know what I mean? Because, you
Absolutely.
Know, on your radar, and you're going to take more steps that guide you towards, you know, the results that you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I really love it for that.
And in each month it starts out with an inspirational thought, but their thoughts, their concepts that many people go through. For example, the month of April is really, truly, once and for all, let it go. And it just kind of talks about everybody has that one situation, that one issue that they're just struggling with. And it's just important. You're like, oh, yeah, it's a good reminder. And if you look back on that for the month, you can be like, you got to let it go. And then it just sits in your brain for a while. And I think that helps your mindset as well as to kind of clear out some of the baggage to free yourself up to again, move forward.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
And that's really cool to have that thought. It's nice as you have that thought for the month, and then people can go back and you can just keep to refocus on that a little bit. I like to go to that every couple of days and just center in on it for a second and, you know, all the way through. And then you have those little daily things, like one day of the week it's to remind you to play. And just different things like that that really make it very, very friendly and fun to work with, and just a focus that's easy for you. It's not 500 things to do. And I've seen some of these great big planners. It's like, well, that's really nice. If I just had an hour a day to work in the planner, that'd be great. But who has that and who wants to spend it there? I want to spend it living, right, not messing around in a planner. So here you can do it and make it very useful and friendly, but not have to eat up your all of your life dealing with it.
And it's nice to be able to see that, all of the good things that you're doing. When you brought that up about play, that section is another very fun one, because not only do you get to, if you do that, if you do something that's play or smile or treat yourself or some of the other ones, it's great that when you get to actually treat yourself, but then when you reflect back and you're like, oh, I did treat myself, you also get the mind benefit and bonus of replaying it in your mind. It's kind of like a double bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely, and I like that. It's just a little focus, and it's like, oh, and they're all really good things that are free, they're easy to do, and yet it can slip away from you if you let it. So that's awesome.
And the great thing is, if it does slip away from you, that's okay. It's right there for you to come back to, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What's been your biggest aha that you have come across as you've been learning to build and grow your business around the planners?
That every single person, I'm so excited for every interaction I have with people, because I know now that I'm going to learn something from that interaction. It's just exciting. It's like, what am I going to learn today? What am I going to learn? And that's been really exciting. Also very exciting to know that I can do anything, even if it's new and uncomfortable. One of your guys' previous shows, you had talked about it's so hard when you're an entrepreneur. If you were working for someone else, you could easily do what they asked you. But when you have to do it for your own company or for your own self, it gets
really
tricky.
Makes a difference, doesn't it?
And when you said that, I'm like, oh, that's what I've been thinking for, you know, 3 weeks. And it does. And so it's really nice to recognize that and to start finding strategies to where you can turn that around in your favor.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So that's been a really big one. And you had some amazing mentors. What would be something that you have learned in particular from each one of those people who's mentored you that's really shaped the way that you do business?
Exactly what you two talk about is mindset. It's just the key. It's mindset is the key.
Yeah. Well, we never say
mindset
that here, Hawk.
It really does make a huge difference, doesn't it?
Yes.
And when you started out the show and you were talking, Rhonda, about the storms coming, I'm about 3 hours away from you on storms. So, and I was thinking, oh, boy, there's a lot. I got this stuff going on. And then I thought right away, I'm like, well, whether you want the storms to come or you don't, you're not going to change it. They're either coming or they're not. So, you know,
right.
Find the good in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just ease into it and you know, keep everybody safe if it comes, and otherwise just go on with life.
Right.
I always just remind myself to charge my laptop if the storms are coming in case I need to do something. I'll be plugged in.
Too funny.
So one of the things I love in your planner is you have the seven-pointed star. How did you come by that, using that particular symbol. I happen to love it. It's actually really significant in Celtic mythology for really representing, and of course, seven being a very big number of perfection all over the world in many different places. But how did you come by that star?
My husband actually helped me develop that. I was looking for a way to grasp all the different important areas of a person's life in a way that gave the image and the message of hope. And that's where that came from.
Oh, how interesting is that, huh, Gina?
Yeah.
And as you go through the week, and each one of those points of the star in the planner has a little word next to it that's either your spirituality and, or your health or whatever. And so then you can kind of see how balanced or unbalanced you may be, or if there's one area of that star that you just have ignored completely or whatever during the week, you'll really be able to see it by kind of checking in as you go through that planner and see that star all the time.
Yeah, there's many different ways to, you know, to use that, and that's great too, because a lot of everybody thinks differently, everybody works differently, but it gets all the areas covered.
Right, and it gives a visual, which I think a lot of people need some kind of an image to grasp onto, and, you know, it's sort of like we've been dealing with this with another site where they have a concept behind everything, but there is no graphical representation of it yet. Right, and that's affecting the way that people engage even with the website.
Yeah. Huh.
I would imagine that star were really prominent, and with the representation of what each of the points represents in the planner, I would imagine if that were more prominent on the website, that would probably both arouse people's curiosity and give them kind of an instant sense of how the planner can help them in any area of their life.
That's a great idea. You're absolutely, absolutely right. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. It just seems to me, wouldn't you think so, Gina?
Yeah, I would think so as well.
Yeah, because I just think a lot of times having something where they can see it and get a sense of it seems to be very helpful, especially when you're dealing with a site about making changes in your life, to have that something to look at it with the concept attached to it. And that's just very simple. It doesn't take a whole lot of explanation. Just seeing the words by each point of the star pretty much gives you an idea that you're covering all the areas of life in that seven-pointed star.
How long has inspirational planning been around?
For almost 14 months.
Oh, wow, quite a while. And in that time, how has traffic been?
It comes and goes. You know, you're always trying to, and again, being a new entrepreneur, learning how to drive more traffic, because once people get there, once people see it, they really have been loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And where are sales coming from, do you know? Are they coming from traffic you generate, from affiliates?
Both affiliates and also some word of mouth. I've done a couple of talks locally, and affiliates, I would say, mostly.
And how do you find affiliates?
I've gotten met with Scott Armstrong, who you guys know well, and just once somebody does find it, then they'll ask how can they become an affiliate. So kind of that organic growing.
Gotcha. Any idea how many affiliates you have about?
Right now, probably 15.
Mm-hmm. That's a good start.
Yeah, it really is a pretty good start. And, you know, everything is just you make a start and keep progressing forward.
And again, it's just learning, you know, you want to find people that have the same interest and, you know, the same desire. And it's also just like just putting yourself out there, which being a new startup, that takes a little push to put yourself out there. And that's what
that
I'm
is very true. Other than the ideal planner, what other products do you offer behind that?
Right now, that is our only one, but we have about three planners that are scheduled to, more specific planners to come out. I have a new mom's planner. I've been working with someone who's doing the writing for a faith-based planner. She's been working on the months for that. And then a coaching planner, a goal-setting planner, you know, that gets more in-depth with goals
for coaches.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
So we had a conversation, she and I, about Profit Funnel a couple of last week, I guess it was, or whatever. And that's not, they're not there yet, but at least starting to have that conversation and realize that that's going to be the next phase of growth is really determining beyond these planners, what's really going to be next? Where is the significant money going to be coming from?
Precisely. And right. Is there one audience that you target now?
Not specifically. You know, mm-hmm. like I said, it started to be for women, but now there's men that are pulling in. Obviously, people that are into personal development, self-help. That's, you know, that's like the first breakdown.
Mm-hmm, that makes sense. So let me explain a concept to you that I call the money flow chart, because I think it's, for where you're at, it's something that you really want to keep in mind as you move forward. The money
right.
flow chart works like this. There are three components that all come together to create sales. They are the targetedness of the audience. How targeted it is or how focused it is one of the components of sales. The size of the audience is another element that influences the number of sales. And then there's conversions. So all three, the targetedness of the audience, the size of the audience, and the conversions all come together to increase sales. And you can think about it like an algebraic equation, A plus B plus C equals D. If sales is D and you want to increase sales, you've got to increase one of the three values on the other side of that equal sign. But there's two rules that apply. Your mind tells you just common sense that if you increase the size of the audience, theoretically, you should improve sales. But that's usually not what happens, and here's why. If you try to go after everybody, because everybody doesn't share a common problem, you can't use the same language across an audience that's that broad and expect conversions to stay the same. When you're increasing the size of the audience by going after a multitude of people, conversions go down so much that it actually decreases sales. The other rule that always applies is if you increase the targetedness of the audience by focusing on an audience that shares a common problem, although the size of the audience goes down because you're no longer targeting everybody, because of their common problem, conversions go up so much that it causes an exponential growth in sales. So simply by focusing on a more specific audience, you almost always improve your sales results. So mm-hmm. I would set this up, and it looks like it's kind of set up this way right now, but I'm not positive. Is this set up on a WordPress blog now? It looks like it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I would set it up so that there were a series of categories, each one being a different audience that you want to target. And under those categories, I would then have subcategories that are the topics related to the problems each audience has. So you might have new moms as one category, moms of 4-plus kids, another category, athletes, another category, men with kids, another category. And each audience that you want to target has a different category. Underneath those categories, you can have some specific topics related to the problems. Managing the schedules of all your kids and remembering yourself too. Juggling the sports activities that your kids are in with good nutrition. You know, whatever your research tells you are the most appropriate problems, you can then have those series of subcategories. And much like you do on your first page, where you've really got a few articles that are really about the issues that your audience might be dealing with,
uh-huh.
you'd want to create a series of articles appropriate to each topic, having the call to action for each one, being able to come into whatever your low-end lead-generating product is. And right now, that's the ideal life planner, but as Rhonda said, she had a conversation with you about a profit funnel and figuring out what comes beyond that. Have you thought about having a downloadable version of the planner that you can get for either a dollar or free?
Yeah, yes, we have. We had some trouble getting the fonts or the file sent over from where we had our website done. It was overseas. And when we finally got it worked out, we had kind of missed the initial, launch of the planner. But what's great is since the planner is broken up into two books, you have like two times, we will start that up probably in the next month or so to get ready for people. A lot of people buy their planners when their kids go back to school. So we'll be targeted to try and do that for July.
Well,
I'm glad that you brought that up because
of the year. There's two times of the year that book sales as a whole are really heavy. It's July, August as kids go back to school, and it's November, December as Christmas gifts. Those two times of the year for any book, planners included, are really big. There's usually book conferences that go on at those times where companies like Ingram's, which is a catalog house that a bookstore would look to get books to put into the bookstore,
mm-hmm.
they're at these shows in July, August time, and in November, December, and they're looking for what they're going to push in their stores during that period that book sales are high. So your timing on it is perfect.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, and imagine if you had, something to try it out, having a month worth of the planner or something, you know, for free or for very inexpensive, and people would still probably want to have the planner in their hands, but it gives you
downloadable version, Rhonda, where they would have to print it out, it's not super
right.
easy, it's not going to get shipped to them in physical form, so you don't have a cost involved with it.
Right. Oh, yeah, because it's easy for you as a business owner to do that. Obviously, there's no shipping, so nothing to worry about there.
I'm assuming, but I don't want to make an assumption incorrectly, is this also on Amazon?
Not currently, no, and it needs to be. Again, it's one of those things. Is it ready for that? Yeah, it was putting it on Amazon.
Well,
so it will be for July.
What I'm thinking is, even in the physical book, especially if it's going to go out onto Amazon, I would have something in the front and back of the book both that offers you the opportunity to download the template for each week in a downloadable version for free. Because here's what happens when you sell books on Amazon. If you just sell the book on Amazon, it's great from a branding perspective. It's certainly going to get people to understand what the ideal life planner is. But you don't get a list of their names and emails to keep in touch
right.
with them. And you've got to have a way to get those buyers from Amazon to get onto your list, or you don't have a mechanism to sell them something else later on. So by mm-hmm. having the downloadable version be free, in the front and back, you give them a compelling reason. Hey, stay organized all day while you're at your computer. Just download the free Ideal Planner now so that they can come from the physical book back to your website where they find out how to bookmark your site, how to come back often to read all the helpful tips you're going to be giving them, and now they give you their email address so that they mm-hmm. can get a free version in a downloadable format. So that you can
yeah.
communicate with them over and over again.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, okay, that's great, because that's just a great idea that I'd never considered.
Right. And that's one thing a lot of people who write books do, and a planner is a book, just like one with a whole bunch of words in it. is that there's really no compelling call to action. There's no reason. I mean, there may be a website listed, but that's not a reason to go back. Whereas if you said inside of the planner, hey, check out this great article about, you know, whatever it is, time management or some specific problem and solution, and they have to go to your website and to have bonuses that are downloadable and things like that to make sure that in the physical copy they get on your list. That's really important because there's the only reason for the print book really is as a lead generator. It's not in itself, a book is not a moneymaker, not significantly.
You're doing good if you don't lose money selling a book.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. So, I mean, that's where a lot of people go, oh, I just want to make so many big bucks on my book. And it's like, well, that the book is the lead generator. It's kind of like saying, I want to make buku bucks on my business card.
Yeah.
And so if you have those pieces set up, so you've got the book on Amazon, you've got the Amazon print book also tied to downloading the planner in a PDF-type format, the next thing I would do is, since you're going to have these great articles on the blog, all arranged by the right audience, you can then take the RSS feed from the blog. And by definition, every blog has an RSS feed. That's what, in part, makes it a blog. If you're not familiar with what an RSS feed is or how it works, there's a great little video on a site called commoncraft.com that you can go and watch to show you what an RSS feed is. But when you have a blog with an RSS feed, you can then have your blog's feed added to the Amazon Kindle program. What's really nice about that is a couple of different pieces. Number one, there are more than 10 million people a month looking for blogs to read on their Kindle. That's an awfully big audience that you can tap into immediately. Number two, people who read blogs on Kindle have to pay to get the blog on Kindle. It's $1.99 to do it. So you're now changing these readers from just being ordinary readers who get something for free into buyers. They couldn't have read your blog on their Kindle without buying it. They're 10 times more likely to go on and buy something else because they started out as buyers.
Mm-hmm.
So now your blog showing up in Kindle, all of those articles are in the feed and that automatically gets pulled into Kindle, then drives traffic right back to the Ideal Life Planner on Amazon, helping you to both get them to buy the book as well as get them back to the downloadable version of it for free. Does that make sense?
It makes great sense.
And given where you're at, I actually don't think it's going to take a lot of time or effort to make that happen. I bet you'd get all of that done, getting this up on Amazon, getting it, the free piece up, and getting the feed added to Kindle. I bet you get it all done in an afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's really that easy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very easy. In fact, on ProfitableStorytelling.com, if you just put Kindle blog in the search or just Kindle, I have several articles on putting your blog up on Kindle, putting a book or whatever up on Kindle, and that kind of thing. So those resources are there, and that'll definitely help you as well as other listeners. So if you're thinking about, if you went, to, gee, that sounds like a good idea as you're listening, it's very, very simple, and Gina's definitely right. And getting something ready as a PDF, it just can't possibly be much easier. There's even free PDF converters, or several free type converters or inexpensive ones that you're able to use to do that.
And that's one of those tools that you're going to use often, converting documents to PDFs. My favorite tool is not free, but it's incredibly powerful. It's called PDF Converter, and it's put out by the same folks that put out Dragon Naturally Speaking. So you can buy it at Office Depot. You could go to scansoft.com and pick it up there. It's around $100. But here's what it does. It can take any document, any file type, from a web page to a Word document to an Excel spreadsheet and turn it into a PDF at a click of a mouse. It's literally as easy as hitting file print and having it print to a file instead of printing it to paper, and it automatically converts it to a PDF. Now, here's the even cooler part. Not only can it convert any file type to a PDF, it can also convert a PDF to any other file type, which also means that you could turn a PDF into an MP3 audio in any one of about 20 different voices just by hitting file print and printing it to an audio instead of printing it to a PDF.
So that's amazing.
It is a really slick little tool.
PDF converter. I will look into that right away.
I'm looking at all of these free downloads that you have on your homepage. You have the Download Your Free Healthy Salad Recipe Book, and you have the other one for Download Your Free Aerobic Mile Chart. Well, all of those kinds of things are perfect for creating in like an Excel spreadsheet or a Microsoft Word document and just hit file print and turn it into a PDF and upload it to your site in your dashboard, in your WordPress dashboard.
And have some things behind an opt-in, too, so that you're actually growing a list from those.
Yeah, because right now you've got all of your freebies available for someone to click on right away, and there's no they don't have to opt in to do it. Because you have a blog, it would take you about 5 minutes to create a new page on your blog for each one of the freebies that you give away. Have them opt into your autoresponder, and then take them to the PDF. And now you're actually building a list from giving away these freebies.
So that's great.
I cannot wait to listen to this replay so I can capture everything that you've said. That's amazing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, I mean, that is, it's wonderful to be giving, but, hey, make people opt in first, because otherwise you can't communicate with these people. If they come and think, gee, that was a great salad recipe, and they make it and they love it, but then they never come back, well, that's not helpful to you. But if you give a free tool and they go, my gosh, this really saved me so much time, they'll be all over not only wanting to buy the planner and whatever else you end up creating, but they'll also want to tell their friends about it. And because you have the list, you can then make money from them and give them gifts as well, but also they can become a customer. But they can't become a customer if they just grab and run.
And one of the things that I have that would really serve you well is my 30-day IM challenge. If you go to askggg.com/30 days, askggg.com/30 days, you'll find the 30-day IM challenge. In the challenge, there's about 18 lessons that walk you through everything from mindset and goal setting to finding your profitable passion. And I think you've got both of those down pretty well. But it then moves into how to do the market research to figure out which audiences you should target, how to build a profit funnel of products that go on to sell higher-priced products on autopilot so that the system does it for you. How to set up your WordPress blog in a way that allows you to use the blog to drive all of your traffic and then allow that traffic to go back to the places that serve them best. So one person might want, you know, time management for their kids and managing their schedules, while another person might want the inspirational part of the Ideal Life Planner. It will show you how to make all of that work. And then it goes into things like driving more traffic and building affiliates and joint venture partners. I think it would help you a lot. Normally it's free, but there's an upgraded level, which I call the Gold membership, that's a one-time $14.95. It's my gift to you today, Kelly. If you just send us an email, Ron does get you the email address, let me know, and I'll gladly upgrade you to the Gold program as my gift to you. And what that'll do is every single Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, we have a Gold call. I have calls that are very open and interactive. I rarely mute the lines. And that way you really can get as much help as you need in applying all of the lessons to your business rather than just learning it at a theoretical level. By the end of the 30 days, I've had numerous people who have gone from making nothing to making consistent sales by the end of 30 days. And I think it would really help you a ton. So I'm looking forward to hearing you on those gold calls and helping you really build this into a business that's really going to do well for the long haul.
That's right. Great, and thank you for the kind gift. That is so wonderful.
Well, you're very welcome. So, Rhonda, why don't you tell everyone one more time how they can find Kelly?
Well, I'd like you to go to profitablestorytelling.com/planner. Check out the inspirational planner. You're going to want one. It's very, very convenient to track everything all in one place. It's just a phenomenal tool for you. And Gina, I know you'd recommend this for your students and for all of your other customers, so definitely go to profitablestorytelling.com/planner. And Kelly, what fun it has been to have you here, and I hope we've served you well and as well as serving our listeners well. And listeners, feel free to give us a 5-star rating and a comment on the show to let Blog Talk Radio know that you got a lot out of today's show.
And we are going to stay in touch with Kelly and get an update on her progress as she continues to grow this business. And I really hope everyone sees today what the difference is between sitting there not getting results and sitting there taking action and getting results. Because Kelly did an amazing thing by simply taking a problem that she had in her own life and turning it into an entire business. And
right.
You can do that with just about anything that you are dealing with as a problem that you find a solution to, whether it's shaving 5 strokes off your golf game, managing your kids' schedules, losing weight, whatever problems you're overcoming, there are other people out there who need to overcome them as well. Great job, Kelly, and I think you've done a really amazing job with this Ideal Life Planner. I'm looking forward to seeing the other products you create in the future. If they're anywhere near as amazing as this one, I'm going to love them.
Well,
oh, I know you.
I had a wonderful time. I just loved it. I love what you guys do. And thank you so very much for a great opportunity.
Well, if I can do anything else to help you in the future, Kelly, please don't hesitate to let me know, okay?
Thank you, and likewise.
And we've got Dr.
Fantastic.
Diana Kirshner back next week.
I can't wait. Part 2 of Dr. Diana with Love in 30 Days, right, Rhonda?
Her book is, Sealing the Deal is her newest book, and she's dealing with the second 4 principles of a long-term relationship, and we're applying those to business on next week's show.
And it was a fabulous first show. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, go in and look for the history about a month or so ago when Dr. Diana was on our show. It was absolutely incredible to see how the principles of building real-life relationships apply to building relationships in your business. And I'm looking forward to finishing that discussion with her next week. So Rhonda and I will be back next Tuesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a fabulous week.
Back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.